SRN News, I'm John Scott. An apparent Israeli airstrike has killed seven aid workers with World Central Kitchen, leading that charity to suspend delivery of vital food aid to Gaza. Israeli military spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari expresses sorrow over the incident.
I just spoke to WCK founder Chef Jose Anders and expressed the deepest condolences of Israel Defense Forces to the families and the entire World Central Kitchen family.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu acknowledged that the country's forces had carried out the unintended strike on innocent people. He said officials were looking into the strike and would work to ensure that it didn't happen again. Officials say Ukrainian drones have attacked a major oil refinery and a drone factory in the province of Tatarstan in what appears to be Kyiv's deepest strike inside Russian territory since the war began more than 2 years ago. Russia says 12 people were injured in the attack. President Biden faces more uncommitted voters in Wisconsin's primary today. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
Several dozen grassroots groups and organizers have been urging voters to express their opposition to the president's strong support of Israel's war against Hamas. Their goal is to get 20,682 voters to mark their Democratic primary ballots uninstructed. That's Wisconsin's version of uncommitted. And that number is significant. It represents Joe Biden's margin of victory over Donald Trump in the state in the 2020 presidential election. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Stocks are sinking as worries about interest rates staying high continue to hit Wall Street. The Dow is down 454 points. The Nasdaq is losing 200. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on spiritual gifts.
According to a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, 36% of adults believe that God has granted some people the power to heal others through prayer and the laying on of hands. 31% agree with the statement that, quote, modern-day prophets continue to reveal God's plan to humanity, and about one-third of Americans think God rewards faithfulness with good health and financial success. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A South Texas woman suing the Starr County District Attorney's Office and the county after she was charged with murder over a self-induced abortion 2 years ago. Lizelle Gonzalez is seeking $1 million in damages after she was arrested in jail for 3 days after she induced the abortion and wound up in the emergency room in January of 2022. The lawsuit also claims the hospital staff violated the patient's privacy rights when they reported the abortion to the DA. This is SRN News. As more than 2 million graduating high school students from across the U.S. finalize their decisions on which college to attend, many are facing jaw-dropping costs. A number of private colleges now exceeding $90,000 for the first time this year. Student journalists across the U.S. have done their bit to cover small-town news for years, but a college paper in Iowa is taking a bigger swing at it.
The Daily Iowan of the University of Iowa just bought two struggling weekly papers for an undisclosed price. It's a deal believed to be the first of its kind. The students are already redoing the newspaper websites and soon plan to add interns to help write stories. The young journalists will get real-world experience while bringing the towns more news.
Correspondent Jeremy House with that report. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.